Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Mark Belusis, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
All right, Snow, Christmas right around the corner, New Year coming, LaPresti firing out the gates with the 10 a.m. update. There you go. Nice baseball jersey you're wearing, by the way, as well. It's sharp.
Boomer and Geo softball team throwback.
Looks good.
Circa 2018.
You're looking sharp, CeeLo.
It's Christmassy,
yeah,
sort of.
You can pull off facial hair as well. I can. Extremely jealous. So can Hoff. So can Dove. I can't. So I've got three guys that have got tremendous beard looks. As we take you right up until 2 o'clock this afternoon, it's a Tuesday midday right here on The Fan in New York. 888-808-1019 is your number to call. And can hit me up on X at Mark Melusis as well. That's Mark with a C. And plenty to chat about, plenty to get into. Brian Baldinger will join us a little bit later on in the program, his usual spot. Talk a little NFL after what was a pretty entertaining Monday night game, if you're a 49er fan, for my son Paul Melusis, who was celebrating as Brock Purdy threw five touchdown passes and Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers went out there and put up 40-plus points against Philip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts. So we'll get into a little NFL, continue the conversation that we had yesterday surrounding the Jets and the Giants. But we kick it off with a little bit of baseball. And, you know, it's been an interesting offseason as far as the Yankees and the Mets are concerned. But we'll kick it off with the New York Mets. And yesterday, another, you know, foundational piece, core piece, rat raccoon guy, Jeff McNeil, traded to the Oakland Athletics. Yordan Rodriguez, a 17-year-old fireballer, going to the New York Mets. Mets sending the A's some cash as well to offset some of the salary for Jeff McNeil. The interesting thing when you look at what David Stearns is doing, and he's obviously, and I understand there are a lot of Met fans that are upset, irate, about Pete Alonso now being a Baltimore Oriole, that Edwin Diaz decided to take the $69 million and run to the world champion Los Angeles Dodgers, that Brandon Nimmo is now a member of the Texas Rangers, traded for Marcus Semien, and now that Jeff McNeil. And listen, I think there's different levels of intrigue when you look at the, in terms of the deals that David Stearns made and the impact, emotional impact on the Met fan throughout the course of the tri-state area. There's no question. But the fascinating aspect to me is this, is that when you have, you know, Steve Cohen, and I've talked to, I mean, richest singular owner in all of Major League Baseball, worth north of $22 billion. I mean, it's just whatever he wants, the world is his oyster, and God bless. I mean, he's worked hard, he's invested well. I mean, he's done everything, his investment for everything that he's done. You know, and Steve Cohen has been a godsend for the New York Met fan. But the pushback on the Post report from last week in terms of where the Met payroll is going to be, and Cohen's not out there doing a Zoom call like Hal Steinbrenner did, saying, if I had my druthers, I'd like to bring payroll down, doing nothing of the sort, right? It's just like it's the Dodgers and it's everybody else and the complexion of Major League Baseball. I've said it time and time again. I mean, Steve Cohen's going to go out there and continue to be aggressive. He understands that you need to have a winning product in order for people to show out at Citi Field. And he called out the Met fan this past offseason after giving Juan Soto a $765 million contract, and he wanted the Met fan to show up out at Citi Field. And you know what? After having, attendance right in the mid-teens the year before and getting called out by Brandon Nimmo toward the tail end of the season, and that's the season in which the Mets made a run to the National League Championship Series before losing to the eventual champion Los Angeles Dodgers, the Met fan responded a year ago and showed up in droves out to Queens, out to Flushing, out to Citi Field, and packed the ballpark on a night-in, night-out basis, and, all was well. And I've said it before, Cohen's going to remain aggressive. It's just that he is not the driving force to this Mets team right now. And that guy is the guy that he waited a year and a half for, and that being the David Stearns. I mean, he is the driving force. He is going to build this team as he sees fit. Now, he better be right. Listen, I'm not going to cry over Jeff McNeil. Listen, I think the pouting, the complaining, the way he evolved as a hitter, the fact that he was no longer making contact, fell in love with trying to launch angle, trying to hit the ball over the fence. I get the addition by subtraction when you're getting rid of Jeff McNeil. You don't necessarily need McNeil when you've got Marcus Semien, who's got a Gold Glove defensive for a second baseman. Now, offensively, Semien in his mid-30s is no longer the player that he once was, but still, you get that, you understand that. The Mets internally could say, well, we're going to find options to go out there and replace Pete Alonso at first base and his production. Well, that's where the emotional draw is, because the Met fan, homegrown New York Met, just as McNeil was, right? But Alonso was clearly more productive and obviously more impactful. But, he's a guy that gets the 5-year contract and decides to leave for the Baltimore Orioles. I mean, it was a complete and utter mess where Edwin Diaz said, thanks, but no thanks. I don't want to get back on board this boat. I'm going to take my ball. I'm going to go out to Los Angeles. I'm going to pitch for the Dodgers. I know what I'm going to get out there. Beautiful city, beautiful ballpark. They, world champion, two-time defending World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers. And you've got one star after another. And you know what? They need a big-time closer. I'm going to take the $69 million. I understand there was more at the table. If there indeed was more at the table, why didn't the Mets offer more at the table for Edwin Diaz? Right, and then you get to the Brandon Nimmo trade. I understand that Nimmo was not exactly seeing eye to eye for a myriad of different reasons with certain guys on that team or certain players on that team, and that maybe it created an issue within the clubhouse. The amazing thing to me when you look at the clubhouse issue for the New York Mets, if that is what you are going to say why this team ultimately failed in 2025, and it was an unmitigated disaster. Tell me the place where everybody likes each other. Not even everybody at WFAN likes each other. Tell me the team where everybody likes each other. Where you walk into the room and basically everyone's giving you a bro hug. Where you walk into the room and everyone's like, hey, how's your kids doing? How's your wife doing? Like, there are people that care for you, there are people that don't. But here's the deal. Can you go out there and produce for the common goal and the sake of this, for a team, and go out there and win? Not every member of the Giants likes each other. Not every member of the Jets like each other. Not every member of the Knicks. Not every member of the Rangers, the Islanders, the Devils. Run through any single team. How about St. John's? Not every member of the St. John's Red Storm, who've fallen out of the top 25 for the first time this year because they have no point guard. With all the NIL money they spent during the course of the offseason, they still have no point guard whatsoever. Good luck making Ian Jackson a point guard. That has been a work in progress. But I digress. Not everybody needs to get along. The Mets failed in 2025, not because there was this great chemistry issue within the clubhouse. The Mets failed in 2025 because their pitching stunk. I mean, that is it. So I don't need to hear about Lindor not calling Juan Soto the day that he signed with the New York Mets and welcoming him into Queens. I don't need to hear about Nimmo having issues, obviously, with Lindor. Lindor historically has had issues with Jeff McNeil and flared up once again. Mr. Smiles, obviously, has been a bit. When Mets made that run to the National League Championship Series, Lindor was having one big hit after another, right? And you've seen the rumors of going out there and you know, maybe potentially trading Lindor to the San Diego Padres. That's been rumored out there. So if David Stearns wants to look at this Met team and say, well, it was a big cultural issue, it was a big chemistry issue within that clubhouse out there in Flushing. Well, I'll tell you this. The pitching stunk. Like, if you mean to tell me, say if Manaea in 2025 was the version in 24, say if Kodai Senga was the epitome of health the entire season, you mean to tell me you think this Met team wouldn't have made the playoffs because of chemistry and that guy's getting along within that clubhouse? That, to me, is a little bit of a bridge too far. And last year's failure falls on the guy that is now in charge of orchestrating and putting this entire team together. And listen, we've seen Cohen get involved before when Billy Epler in Epley was running this organization, right? And we saw him go out there and bring in guys like Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander and be super aggressive and all of those things, right? So we saw Cohen get involved, and you know that Steve Cohen understands that he needs to have a winner. But what Steve Cohen has decided to do here, after waiting for the better part of a year to get his guy to be the president slash general manager of this Met organization, is he's going to allow David Stearns to go out there and operate this team as he sees fit, whether you like it or not. Now the question is, can he go out there and be successful? You saw the quote a couple days ago after Alonso decided to leave and take, the 5-year contract for the Baltimore Orioles, that when you look at David, he is one that leans into the very fact of having grinders, not stars. Well, I'll tell you this, stars play in New York City, and he has clearly put his chips in the middle of this table, and it better work, because if it doesn't work, there's no one else to blame. They fired the entire coaching staff outside of Mendoza. They blamed, obviously, Lindor in a myriad of different ways, in the papers. You look at it, Juan Soto doesn't take any blame whatsoever. Why would the guy that just signed a $765 million contract take any blame, even though he did not have a prototypical Juan Soto type of year with big-time home runs and big-time spots, right? Alonso is gone. Nimmo is gone. McNeil is gone. Edwin Diaz is gone. You've replaced Edwin Diaz in the back end of the bullpen with two former Yankees, Devin Williams, who stunk to the high heavens a year ago with the Yankees, and gave him $51 million. And then you decided to say, well, we're going to lean into the good year, bad year, and we're going to lean into Luke Weaver, and we're going to give him a 2-year contract, and we're going to bring Weaver aboard. So we've got to reshape it. Oh, by the way, Stearns is also the same guy at the MLB trade deadline a year ago. Went out there, reconstructed the back end of the bullpen, and listen, everybody and their mother celebrated the moves that David Stearns made, but still, in the end, it was disastrous. You better win. I mean, ultimately, that's really what it comes down to. You better win. And if you're going to tell me, this offseason that everything was about a chemistry issue with the New York Mets, I think you're turning a blind eye to what the real issue for the New York Mets is. And listen, this offseason, and that was the starting pitching. The Mets didn't have enough. They didn't have enough to get across the finish line. That's why they called on to guys like Sproat and Tong and obviously the brilliance of Nolan McClain at the end of the season. They didn't have enough. And that was a miracle stab, trying to maybe try and get this team across the finish line. But the reason why they were so magical in 2024 was because the pitching was there. The back end of the bullpen pitching was there. The starting rotation was there. They had an understanding. Vientos obviously was a positive impact, and Vientos a year ago was a shell of what he represented big time down the stretch for the better part of 3/4 of the season the year before. The Mets even went on that run to the National League Championship Series, and outside of the home run by Alonso off of Devin Williams, Pete Alonso didn't have your prototypical big moment kind of year from the polar bear. He did a year ago, and yet the team failed. And this is all about chemistry. So now you've trying to create chemistry. Now the question is, can you replicate the production? Because you've taken a lot off of this team. And if you want to tell me, well, we're going to be one that we're going to lean in on the defense with Marcus Semien at second base. Well, we're going to be a run prevention type of team. Well, I'll tell you, that starting rotation as it stands right now doesn't look like one of the more dominant starting rotations in all of Major League Baseball. You're gambling on Devin Williams returning to the form that he showed with the Milwaukee Brewers. I get the familiarity, but Devin Williams a year ago did not resemble that kind of player with the New York Yankees. You're banking on Luke Weaver becoming the guy that returning to the figure that he was in 2024, not the oft-injured, underperforming reliever that he was in 25. But when you get to this starting rotation, it's a lot of ifs. If everything we saw from Nolan McLean a year ago is real, well, then that'll be a solution. What are you exactly going to get from a guy like Peterson? What are you going to get from a Clay Holmes? What are you going to get from after a lost season from Sean Manaea? What exactly are you going to get from Kodai Senga after another lost year? We can go back to that rookie season. We can lay claim all you want. And here are the questions that are facing the New York Mets. And then you look across the country out in Los Angeles and you look at the Dodgers as they are the two-time defending World Series champions. And you say to yourself, well, the Dodgers just go big game hunting. They don't care about prospects. They don't care about their farm system. They don't care about how much money they spend. Ultimately, their goal is to win. And Cohen could go out there and hop on social media. And I love Steve. I mean, I think he's been a godsend for the New York Mets. There's no doubt about it. Right? And what he has done as Met owner. You know, what he's done in and around the building. Obviously, he gets the license, the gaming license. And they're going to build up that area around Citi Field and all of those things. But ultimately, he wants to win. But if you learn anything from Cohen over the years, the way that he runs his business is that he hires guys and lets them do their job until they don't and until they fail. David Stearns has taken a big swing. There's no question about it. The guys that you are quite familiar with, homegrown guys like Nimmo, homegrown guy like McNeil, homegrown guy like Pete Alonso, guys that have been here for years, good times and in bad. Edwin Diaz, the up and down nature with him, gone. You have Cohen on social media going out there defending where the payroll is going to be, and I think they're going to spend. And now David Stearns is going to have to go out there and be super creative in terms of addressing the production needs for this team in 2025 to go along with the starting rotation as well. Because that team a year ago failed because of the president. Because of the arrogance about the pitching lab. That is why the team failed. Not because of the chemistry. Not because guys didn't see eye to eye. And I'm not telling you that, you know, when the losing persists. The Mets got off to a great start, and for the better part of the 4.5 months, they were one of the worst teams in all of Major League Baseball. The reason why is because the pitching wasn't good enough, and we all saw it. And that's not a chemistry issue. That's a starting rotation issue. And it wasn't good enough. Now, will it be in 2026? He's got a lot of work to do. But he is designing this team in his baseball acumen. He's designing this team in the way that he, in his vision. And we'll see if it succeeds. The one argument you'd make and give him a little bit of time is, ultimately, if your goal is to win a World Series, and that is the goal, that group failed. They did. Alonso failed. McNeil failed. Nimmo failed. And it doesn't fall all on them. So sometimes you need to maybe take a little bit of a step back in order to take a couple steps forward. The question you have is, how big of a step back do you take in 2026, if at all? I want to thank our friends at Town Fair Tire. They remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires you trust from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, and I mean nobody. 888-808-1019, that is your number to call. We get to go a little bit baseball. Another homegrown Met is gone. McNeil gone, Alonso gone, Nimmo gone. Edwin Diaz, obviously not a homegrown Met. He's out in Los Angeles basking in the sunshine of a two-time defending World Series champion, the Los Angeles Dodgers, after signing that $69 million contract. What's next for the New York Mets? Want to hear from you. It's a Tuesday midday. Malusis with you right here. Where else? The Fan in New York.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out to Manhattan, kicking us off here on this Tuesday. It's Ralph. It's the fan. What's going on, Ralphie?
Mark, great opening. Fantastic opening. But this team hated each other. Now they're dispersed around Major League Baseball, and they can't hate each other anymore. So it's kind of a nice, humane thing to do to these four guys because they couldn't stand each other. If you think otherwise, you're not watching the same team that I've been watching.
Hold on, Ralph, I'm not telling you that they all loved one another. I'm telling you that's not the reason why the team lost.
I got you. I'm not necessarily talking to you when I address that to I'm mostly anybody that thinks differently about that aspect. Now, I can bring up this aspect. The 84 Padres hated each other. Where did they go? The 72 Oakland A's despised each other, and of course they were so successful. The 77 Yankees, Mark, were notorious.
About a month ago, do I need to hear the story of, you know, and it get leaked out? I think it was Puma in the New York Post who had the story about Francisco Lindor and Soto not seeing eye to eye because Lindor didn't call him to welcome him to Queens. I mean, the man just signed a $765 million contract. I mean, that is...
Well, you know something, Mark.
What do we need to do here? Because Soto didn't have the relationship with Lindor that he had with Judge? Okay, that's fine. Go out there and do your job. Like, that's really what it comes down to. You know, whether or not Lindor and Nimmo liked one another, I don't think Brandon Nimmo or Lindor are thinking about that when they're facing a 1-2 pitch, two out men on second and third trying to get a hit.
Well, you got it. I mean, I get you. And, you know, you mentioned WFAN. You probably hate each other over there, too. But the thing is,
I hate each other.
Well, you have mixed feelings. You have mixed feelings. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Mark.
Yeah.
If you dismantle a team from the inside out the way they gutted, and I use the word gutted very carefully, the way they gutted this team, you can't put a happy face on this. They took Nimmo, who was a productive player. They took Diaz. They took Pete, who's a fan favorite. Now they take McNeil, who's versatile, and they send them elsewhere. You have to make up for these losses. You can't just go into your season and say, well, the chemistry was terrible. We had to do something. One last thought about Stearns. You know, I'm sure he's smarter than I am, but I question it sometimes. Because of his intellectualism and because he approaches things in such a cerebral manner, I have to say to myself, how much baseball, you know, on-hands baseball do you actually know? And then I say to myself, probably very little. What do you think about that aspect?
Well, what do you mean? Does it know the game from a player perspective or does it know the game from an evaluation standpoint?
Well, you know how the managers manage, you know, they in cahoots with the guy upstairs. They're not really their own man in the dugout anymore.
Yeah, analytics.
When you're in the dugout, you have a bird's eye view, if you will, of the action. You see what's going on firsthand. You see the ins and outs, all the dynamics of the game. When you're high above and you're kind of looking at analytics and you're doing all those kinds of things, you have a what I would call a hands-off kind of approach. And the hands-off kind of approach, Mark, doesn't necessarily work. The history will tell you it doesn't work.
Well, I mean, Ralph, I think, you know, the way baseball players are evaluated now is completely different than years ago. You know, I always go back to that book, and I even told Joe this himself when I interviewed him a number of years ago at his charity golf event during the course of the summer out in Westchester. But, you know, that, you know, he needed to remind Brian Cashman at the end that there is a heartbeat to the game. Human beings do play the game. Not everything's going to be out there on a spreadsheet. Not everything can be analytically driven. Not everything can go out there and say, well, you know, this and this is going to necessarily equate to that. That's not the way life works. It really doesn't. So I think when you look at David Stearns, I think he is calculated. I mean, I do think he's, you know, a bright individual. I think he knows baseball. I mean, but I think he's also got a vision for this team, and that is how he is molding this team within his vision. I think they leaned into, with the addition of Soto, thinking that he was going to be the, you know, the cherry on the top after the run to the National League Championship Series last year, and thinking that that was going to be the end-all, be-all, and everything was going to work out. But as we see in Major League Baseball, as you see in sports, not every year is one and the same. And you might correct one issue, but then issues 2, 3, and 4 that weren't there the year before, all of a sudden they rear their ugly head. So now a team that plays... ...year before, now, you know, we're going to blame the chemistry on the team. And I'm not telling you that they all liked one another. I would never lie to you. I would never say that. But I think it doesn't really matter. I think it's a matter of guys going out there and doing their job. Now, you want to say, well, you know, that helps when you're losing, not to point fingers. That helps when you're losing to dig yourself out of that losing streak. Yeah, I understand you want to have a team that's a together group. But last year's Met team, they failed because the pitching was a disaster. I mean, it just was. It wasn't good enough. The back end of the bullpen until the MLB trade deadline was disastrous. The starting rotation and the amount of guys that went down to injury, and they could not get back to where they were from a year ago from a production standpoint. Let's head out to Southampton. It's Steven. It's the fan. What's going on, Steven?
Yes, pleasure to talk to you. You and Joe Benigno are the best. And JJ.
Yeah, JJ. Yeah.
Yeah. The only question I have is, I'm a huge Met fan, and I can't figure out why they would have let Alonso go and not replace him. I mean,
well,
he's your best player.
He's not their best player. That's not true.
Well, who's our best player if it's not Alonso?
Soto's a better player than Pete Alonso.
Well, I was. Soto didn't do much this season.
Well, not this year, but if I'm going to ask, you know, say, for argument's sake, 10 GMs in Major League Baseball, I give you an opportunity to start a team just for the upcoming year. I'm not talking about long term. You're going to start a team with Soto. You're going to start a team with Alonso. They're going to start the team with Soto. All 10 of them.
Okay, I understand that. But
I'd be honest with you,
I
think they probably start the team with Lindor, too.
Why would you let one of your best players go, who you need power from, who you now a garbage team, without replacing him? I thought money wasn't an issue.
I get it. They did not want to give. Alonso wanted a long-term deal. And I don't blame Pete.
Big deal.
It was not. They were never going to give the Mets and David Stearns. And this should not be surprising, Steve. The Mets entered the last offseason. They didn't want to give Alonso a long-term deal. Now, coming off Alonso, setting a new Met home run record, having a good productive year, having a Alonso polar bear type of moments out there at Citi Field, a year older, do you think they were necessarily going to give Alonso now a long-term deal? He was seeking a 6-7-year contract, ends up getting a 5-year deal from the Baltimore Orioles. The Mets were never going to pay him because David Stearns' vision did not include Pete Alonso.
And what does it include? The garbage that he just got at second base?
Simeon's a plus defender. Garbage is strong. Simeon's a really good defensive player. Now, he had 230 a year ago.
Do you think the Dodgers would want him as their second baseman?
Do I think the Dodgers?
Yeah. Do you think the Dodgers would want him as their second baseman?
I do not. I do not, but I don't think anybody. But here's the deal, Steven. I don't think anybody in Major League Baseball operates on the level of the Dodgers. The Dodgers are what the Yankees used to be. So it's incomparable. The frustrating aspect is you'd like to see the Mets and the Yankees both go out there and operate on that kind of level. Now, they don't. And, you know, I've kind of hammered the Yankees for that aspect of it. But from a Met perspective, now Steve Cohen's going to give Stearns an opportunity. They tried it. It didn't work. It failed. Now Stearns is going to get the – now the pressure's on him because this is his baby and nobody else's. I mean, he is crafting this team as he sees fit, and we're going to see exactly where the results do lie. Does it work? Does Devin Williams have a huge bounce-back year? Luke Weaver, how do you replace the production? You want to have everybody come together around the bonfire and make some s'mores and sing Kumbaya and bring chemistry important in that clubhouse, everyone getting along, as Hal talked about, you know, after the Yankees lost in the playoffs – to the Toronto Blue Jays. I mean, it's great. Fantastic. I mean, that's great. I want to see guys that go out there and win. That's what you want to see. Ultimately, you don't necessarily care if Lindor and Nimmo are getting along, if Lindor and McNeil are getting along, if Lindor didn't call Juan Soto, because ultimately, you, the paying Met fan, you, the baseball fan, what you want to watch is this team go out there and do their job and play their capabilities. Ben in Manhattan's up next on the Fan. What's going on, Ben?
Hey, a couple quick points. I think that these guys are professionals. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, they're making millions of dollars and they put their differences aside on the field. But I think the larger point that I wanted to call and make is that our starting pitching wasn't that far off this year. If Canning doesn't go down, if Senga doesn't go down earlier in the season, then you know what? We were one or two wins away from the wild card. So, now, you know, which where we are today with, you know, Alonso leaving and everything, but and Nimmo leaving, it kind of reshapes everything. But the starting pitching wasn't that far off. If we had one or two more wins out of those guys, and we would have gotten a lot more if they stayed healthy, then, you know, we would have been, anything could happen in the playoffs. And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm super optimistic about everything. I'm not sugarcoating things. But you know what? Like, if these guys stayed healthy and down the stretch could go more than four innings,
yeah, but they, Ben, ifs and buts were candies and nuts, every day would be Christmas. They didn't. And you didn't have anybody that could step
that.
In and what inning, by the way, what inning was Edwin Diaz in the final game against the Marlins? What inning did Mendoza bring him in? Was that the fourth inning? I think it was. Fourth or fifth inning, I believe
yeah.
it was.
No, it shouldn't have come down to that.
Starting pitching was a disaster. McClain was great. Jonah Tong wasn't ready. Sproat's not ready. I mean, McClain was great. You know, you sent Kodai Senga away, as Mendoza said, he was non-competitive. Even with the right. ghost fork, right? You look at it, you know, Peterson was very, very hit and miss. Clay Holmes, who the Mets arrogantly said, we're going to take you as a reliever, we're going to make you a starting pitcher. Clay Holmes was hit and miss over the course of the year. I like Clay. I mean, you know, easy guy to go out there and root for, no doubt. Not saying the other guys aren't, but... You know, having interviewed him a number of times over the years, Clay Holmes, good guy, right? So, but he was hit and miss, right? But at times he was really good. Other times he had issues going out there finding the strike zone. You called upon the bullpen so much they became gassed and exhausted,
yeah.
You know, early on in the season. Then the guys that you brought in at the MLB trade deadline that was going to rejuvenate the back end of the bullpen were disastrous.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the best thing that could have happened for the Mets is them not making the playoffs, because I think that if they did make the playoffs in a wild card berth and then they're one round out or two rounds out, then, you know, we kind of perpetuate the problem and think everything's good. And I think that by not making the playoffs, we address the starting pitching issue that we do have. But we were still, you know, one or two wins away from...
Right, but the team, I get it, from making it to the playoffs, punching the ticket. The team was going in the complete opposite direction as the year before. The year before, the Mets going into the postseason were playing like the best team in all of Major League Baseball. This past year, even if they, you know, staggered across the finish line for the better part of 4 months, they were one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball. I mean, that's just the truth. I mean, just look at the record. So, you know, when you look at it, I think the uncomfortable nature of the New York Met comes to the word trust. You know, there's a lack of trust in David Stearns based on some of the moves that he has made, but that is where the owner, Steve Cohen, and listen, there's been a kind of people throwing out there, Met fan frustration, I get it, like, and I've worked this at this radio station for the better part of 20 plus years, right? So, lived through and heard the Met complaints about Fred Wilpon, Jeff Wilpon, Saul Katz, and the spending, the questions to Omar Minaya, where's payroll going to be? Are you going to get north of $140 million before the start of the year? And the jealous nature of the way that the Yankees went out there and operated. The idea, though, if you're a Met fan, that, Cohen's big play here was, and it is, revitalize the area around Citi Field, get the gaming license. That it's not about the... Listen, Steve Cohen wants to win. There hasn't been much in life that Steve Cohen has not won at, lost at. So Steve Cohen wants to win. He wants to win a World Series. He wants to bring a title back to Flushing for the first time since 1986. He wants to get there. And they tried the nature of spending, 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 spending. And I'm not telling you that the payroll is all of a sudden going to go down. It's going to be north of, 320, 330, whatever it might be, similar in nature to where it was a year ago. But now it's on the creativity of David Stearns to get this team back to where they were 2 years ago, back to the National League Championship Series and try and put the team over the top. But the familiarity and the names, all those guys, for the most part, they're all gone. And they all failed. 1038, Malusis with you, 888-808-1019.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's head out to Staten Island. It's Nick. It's the fan. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Good, Nick. How are you, bud?
Good. I don't know why all these, all us Mets fans are getting so angry about Marcus Semien. He's a great ball player. Like, when he's right, he's full glove defender.
Yeah.
His bat, I feel like, is going to have a bounce back year, especially with a deeper lineup, because the Mets aren't done making moves. There's going to be a big splash in the outfield. At least one has to be. And a couple, maybe one or two starters, like an ace caliber and one with, like, ace caliber upside to maybe a number two, number three. Because Clay Holmes is solid. He, for his first year starting in how many years? He was our most consistent pitcher.
Right. You're not concerned with Semien that he's hit 230 the last 2 years?
No.
That he's in his mid-30s?
It's a little concerning. Maybe a little.
And you can't really, Nick, I don't mean to pick on you. You can't really talk about the quality and the depth of the lineup
with the way that it's constituted right now. McNeil, Alonso, Nimmo, all gone.
No, that's why I said once there's like a bigger, like a splash from the outfield, like if you get a Bellinger, a Tucker, then the aspect could switch.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's see where those, what about if Bellinger ends up with the Yankees and Tucker ends up someplace else? Then what do you do?
Then we got to start looking, and maybe the youth movement might have to start coming into play, like Carson Benge, and then the Robert trades.
Right, you want to go trade, you want to give up a top prospect for Luis Robert from Chicago?
No, not Benge for Robert, no.
No, I'm talking about a top prospect, not Benge. I'm talking about a top prospect. And go get him from Chicago?
Maybe top 20.
Okay. I mean, that doesn't do all that much for me. Now, you mean to tell me they go out there and Bellinger, Tucker, I mean, that's a bird of a different feather. I'm not going to go out and, you could be concerned about where the direction is, but the painting is yet to be finished. Right? We have not seen the final brushstroke as of yet for David Stearns, right? We're a long way away from that. But he has taken his time here to basically move on from significant players, names that you've grown accustomed to, and basically and he took his time, and it didn't work. So now he's going to be able to be afforded the time and the opportunity to go out there and build this team as he sees fit. So we'll see if Devin Williams works out in the back end of the bullpen, and we'll see what this lineup does look like. You know what? It would be nice for the Mets to get a huge bounce-back season for Mark Vientos after what we witnessed this past year. Let's head out to Trenton, New Jersey. It's Joe. It's the fan. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, guy? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Joe. How are you? Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays to you, too, as you and your family, man. Long-time listener, first-time calling, so I'm just happy to get in. I just want to say this, man.
Yeah.
As frustrated as I was in the beginning when I saw the moves, I have to sit back and say, I'm liking what I'm seeing from the standpoint of we got to do something different. It wasn't working. You know, we love those guys. We grew up with those guys. We got their jerseys. We're at the ballpark. We're rooting for them. But they just weren't getting it done. So are we going to be like our rivals and bring back the same thing? And they keep getting bounced out of the first round, but yet they want to bring everybody back. Yankees. I mean, not even so much the Yankees. I'm not even talking about the Phillies.
Our
other rival. They're bringing back their same guys running it again. So I'm like, they're doing the definition of insanity. Keep repeating the same thing. So we get to the championship game. We bring Soto saying, okay, we may have a chance. I'm with it. It doesn't work out. So what are we going to do? Keep running it back and hopefully it pans out? No, we got to do something different. So I agree with some of the fans, the frustrations. We want to see what he's doing, but I like the fact that he's taking the time and he's not just making a move just to make the move to please the fans. He's making a move that's going to help this team in the long run, and I'm for it.
Yeah, and ultimately, Joe, if he's right, fans won't care about Alonso, McNeil, or Diaz, or Nimmo. They won't because the team's going to be winning, but he's got to be right. Because
right,
if he's there's not going to be much leeway, right? So he's painted himself into a corner, so to speak, and that is what David Stearns has done, and you know, you're not wrong. Excuse me. You're not wrong, Joe, with your assessment that, you know, David Stearns realized that, you know, this group was good. You know, it failed in 2025, but we're not going to look at that as the one determining factor in terms of the moves that we decided to make. But, you know, it wasn't good enough. You know, they were good at times. It just was not good enough. So I'm going to mold this team in my vision. That's why I was brought here. Not anybody else's, and we'll see if I can get this team over the top and get this team to be a consistent winner, whatever. And we're starting to see what that vision does look like, right? But there are holes that need to be filled, and we'll see exactly how he does it. Now, the reports are he's being creative. Obviously, he's made a number of trades, so far. He's made two big trades. He's lost two guys in free agency. We'll see exactly how David Stearns go out there and tax it, whether it be dip into free agency and trade, or just trade.
I got you. Now, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I'm talking to my buddies, and, you know, they've given me flat for it, but I'm with this. What do you think about Jonah Tong for Ketel Marte? Would you do that trade if we're able to?
Oh, Tong for Marte. Where do you side on that trade?
I'm doing that in a heartbeat.
Gotcha.
I mean, he's what, 30, 31, 32 years old. You know, he's a good second baseman. You know, we, he can do with the ball. You know, You know he can play, so you put him right there.
Yeah, but
they're talking about.
But what
defense,
am I? Can I ask you, what am I doing with Simeon then?
I mean, at this point, I mean, you can. If we don't, because right now we need a DH. So you can Marte, you can DH Marte, because sometimes you know he is a little injury prone. So if you can DH Marte and then switch him from him and Simeon from time to time, like I'm for that.
I got you.
Just,
so that's where you're going.
Just a thought.
Yeah, no, yeah, I understand what you're saying. Marte at his no trade. He's got teams on his no trade. I know the Yankees for Ketel Marte are on his no trade clause or no trade that organization that he doesn't want to get, you know, go to. But I think Tong, the concern you have about Tong is the late life that was not there, not lacking the late life on the fastball. Or as you talk to scouts, the fastball is a little bit short. Now, that could be a lack of development. He is very young. Obviously, had success down in the minor leagues. Was not nobody that the Mets called up was on the level of what McLain showed you. Because, I mean, the movement on his pitches is just, I mean, it's almost like video game-esque. And he is going to be, as long as he stays healthy, and what we saw a year ago in his short span with the New York Mets is what we're going to see here moving forward. He's going to be a blast to watch for years to come. I don't think you're that. I mean, I think you got to give to get. I think Tong, there's still more developing there, and there's probably a little bit another of a level that he can get to. Not to the McLain level, but kind of like the thought process. The problem you have is you've got an everyday second baseman with the acquisition of Simeon from Texas. Let's head out to Oakland, New Jersey. It's Jack. It's the fan. What's going on, Jack?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Jack?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Thank you, man. Listen, I've been listening to this stuff, and the reason they're talking, the last call was talking about running the back, they were failed. They failed last year because of their pitching staff. Pete did not fail last year. Brendan Nimmo is what he is. He's going to hit 240. He's going to give you 20 homers, 90 ribbies. That's what he did. They didn't fail because of, they didn't have to move those guys because they failed. Okay.
Well, no, they didn't have to move them. It's not an indictment on 1 year, Jack. It's an indictment on their. It didn't work. Jack, listen. I mean, for a myriad of different reasons. Listen, David Stearns did not want to give Alonso a long-term deal, so he didn't. I still don't understand. The Edwin Diaz one makes little to no sense. Either you want him or you don't. If you want him, you've got the richest singular owner in all of Major League Baseball. Go overpay him. And listen, Diaz might have said thanks, but no thanks. I want to be a Dodger. Might have been bothered that he didn't get called after they signed Devin Williams and gave him $51 million. But I think that's a regression in the back end of the bullpen. Do I think Devin Williams at his best is on the level of Edwin Diaz? I do not.
I agree 100%.
But you look at it, I think David Stearns was now, given the failure of the team this year, was afforded the opportunity to mold this team the way he sees fit and is going to do so.
Right. Well, he will. And the one thing I'm going to call in is we're talking about the chemistry thing. Again, the year prior, the chemistry was fantastic, right? They're hugging each other, they're crying, they love each other, right?
Yeah.
So when you win, that's obviously a byproduct of that. So we all know that. And second thing is that this roster is not complete. I think I'm shocked if we go into April, and this is our roster. This isn't it. So I'm going to wait, going to give Stearns his due, let him do what he's got to do. And I'll call back in April if this is the roster we're going to the season with. But it is not. It is not the roster.
No, it's not. It's not. Now, you could call up and be frustrated by the direction. You could call up and, as I mentioned, the painting is not finished, Jack. You can call up and say, I don't like the vision. I don't love the vision. I'm bothered. You know, I've got an Alonso jersey. I love going out there and watching games with my kids and seeing Pete go out there and hit a 420-foot home run. And love watching Alonso, who went out there and played basically every single game. Like, you can grow frustrated. You can not like the vision of David Stearns. But, this roster is not complete. We're not talking about, spring training opening up in a couple weeks, right? We're still into the baseball hot stove in the offseason. And there's still moves to be made as far as the New York Mets are concerned. When I say that group failed, ultimately they did. And it's not just based on 1 year, it's their careers as New York Mets. But I do agree with you, Jack. I mean, the team failed last year based on their pitching. I don't need everyone to get along. What bothered me was the leak to put blame on Lindor to make Soto look better. And why does he, you might say, well, why does that bother you? Because I've said it all along. I don't think healthy organizations are leaky. And what do you mean by that? Well, clearly, when you look at the Jets over the, especially when Rodgers was there and Saleh was there, I mean, they were full of leaks. You look at it historically speaking, though, when you look at teams where there is information coming out because everyone's not pushing in the same direction, there are issues, relationship issues, vision issues, whatever it might be, leaky teams often aren't successful teams. And I just didn't love the idea of going out there and now making Lindor not look like a guy who Met fans wanted to be named captain this past year and painting him in a poor light. Now, maybe you're greasing the skids for him to be out the door this offseason. Maybe you're trying to excuse away or telling people look another direction in terms of why the team failed in 2025. But I don't think leaky ships are healthy ships. Best way to put it. 1057, Melusis with you, 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.